What's happening, everybody? We're back with another episode of the QB List podcast. It's August, folks. It's draft season. It's upon us. Brian and Mario here to break down the first mock draft of the mock draft season. Mario, how are we doing today, buddy?
Brian, I am doing well. It is August. I wait until the first Sunday of every year. The first Sunday of August, right? And then that's when like all the leagues I commission, I'm like, guys, it is officially football season. I know you and I have been doing this pod for a month already, but like this is when the more casuals start thinking about it. So I'm juiced up. I'm excited. We get football this calendar month.
We don't go a Sunday without football until after Valentine's Day. Like wrapping my head around that is so, yeah, the fact that like Valentine's Day is going to be the Super Bowl. I forgot about that already. So that's going to be great. We have preseason among us. Whether you've started your drafts, Mario and I just got back. Well, I got back from New York City. He's in New York City. So getting back from nowhere, but, you know, heading home. We just finished up Mario with the Scott Fish draft, me with the drafting there with the Flex League. It's already started. I've got a guillotine league that just kicked off this morning as well. So this is it's that time, man. I can't get giddy enough. And just like it's that time, look at the 49ers. They're all hurt. They are all hurt. We're going to cover a few news, little few blurbs before we jump into the mock draft here. And I have to talk about this. Ricky Pearsall, done for the season is what it's looking like. PCL injury, like, my man, we're not even into the season, and we're tilting with this team. We have Mike Evans, who popped up injured today. He's dealing with, I believe it was a quad issue. We have Stribling, the early second-round pick that everybody was like, oh, is this a good pick? Well, it's going to have to be at this point because everybody else is hurt. He's dealing with hamstring tightness. Christian Kirk's rumored not even make the roster. That was a week ago. He probably is now. How are you navigating this team? Because I was super pumped. This was a team getting a fourth place schedule after we talked about in the recap.
No, I was ecstatic. I believe I said that this team's going to win the division. I was so high on the 49ers. They're such a fun fantasy and real life team, right? When they're cooking, but oh my goodness, Christian McCaffrey might get 400 touches. And Debo's back there now, right? But probably just because they need a healthy body. And they're like, listen, you know half the offense already. It's like, you know, not a lot's changed. Like, we're still going to you and to CMC. And then we have Kittle left, right? Like, how healthy is he going to be coming back from his injury? So I have no idea what they're going to do. It's going to be a grim offense.
Yeah, we saw the Debo signing happen. Amir, it felt like it was within 24 hours there of the Ricky Pearsall news. They need warm bodies. They need somebody in there. And especially, like you said, somebody who knows the system. I'm worried, though. Like, is Debo going to make it? He's next, man. That substation, it's looking for him. It's finding him. We hope it doesn't happen.
It's in every practice video, too.
I've dropped Brock Purdy quite a bit in my rankings. I was super stoked. I was very bullish on him being a top 10 quarterback this year. A lot of that comes with the rushing of him. But if he's literally just got CMC left to throw to, the ceiling's going to be capped. So I've pulled him back a little bit more just as far as overall with this offense. Oh, I said fourth place schedule earlier. It's third place schedule. My bad. But
Cardinals.
Either way, forgot about them. They're in that division. the Niners. This is a team we're going to have to keep an eye on. As far as my advice right now, like I said, I just started a chopped league that just the draft began. No, you're going to have to draft. I mean, like the chopped league, especially, you have to be that much more. Like the first few weeks mean so much. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Well, we'll keep everybody in the loop as the ADP changes with them. That'll be a fun one. Can we talk about Sean Payton for half a second? I don't want to give him too much time because not a huge fan.
Okay.
Did you hear about Taysom Hill being released? He is a free agent. Did you hear the rumor that Sean Payton's looking?
I mean, who else would? As soon as he dropped, I can't imagine what the odds were where it's like next team. It's like how negative was the Broncos for his next team?
Wait, the odds probably would be the Broncos, and the next highest odd would be retirement because there's no way anybody else is looking at this fool. He's in his mid to late 30s coming off an ACL tear a year ago. Like, it's absolutely...
The Broncos of all teams, too. It's just like, how many tight ends do they have on their roster? I think they probably have like four, maybe even five tight ends of just like a hodgepodge of fine guys. So it's like, that's the last thing they need is another guy to throw in that mix.
Bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Something else to keep an eye on, too. If you were picking at the beginning of your draft, you're like, ooh, do I take Gibbs? Do I take Bijan? Well, you might just want to take the one that gets paid first, because as of right now, these two have communicated in the offseason, as they should. they know that they were the next two up and coming running backs to get paid. They're both up for that deal this year. And right now they are, they're at camp because it's a hold in now, you know, you've been watching football for a while. We've seen the holdouts. Those no longer are financially like, you know, it doesn't work out for them too well, but the hold ins, they don't lose the money. They're there. But I do worry because a lot of these hold ins, like look at Terry McLaurin last year, held in for a bit. Now, again, age is a bit different there. But when these guys miss those first few weeks, we notice later on that those injuries pop up. Maybe it's a hamstring there or some tenderness or just soft tissue issue there in the first few weeks. So I want them to get out there soon. These teams need to go out of their way to make sure they pay their boys. But are you not necessarily fading? Because that seems dramatic. That seems like an overreaction. But how are you just cautiously watching this situation?
Cautiously, but I'm still drafting. Like if I'm picks one and two, right? Like those are still my guys. You bring up Terry, who is a great comparison because that's the most recent hold-in situation. But I was kind of thinking back of 2 years ago. This was the 2024 season. Ja'Marr Chase did something similar, right? It was a hold-in. His age is a little bit closer to these guys, which I do like. Ja'Marr Chase, I remember, I think I had a couple drafts going like, or I'm talking week of football starts, and Ja'Marr Chase still hadn't signed his deal. Like he fell well further than he should have. And I don't have it in front of me, but he finished, I mean, absolutely terrific. I'm just looking at his weekly finishes, and it's smattered with just single-digit finishes. So he was terrific that year. So all that to say, this does happen. I feel comfortable both with their age. They know the system. Really, how much is going to change for either of these guys? So I'm worried, but not at all shaking in my boots.
I like that. We need to absorb the noobs. You don't need to just disregard all the news blurbs, but we can't overreact. This is overreaction season, folks.
1,000%.
Yikes. We'll see. Last little bit of news I have here, I guess kind of big news. Big news. There was a lot of speculation of how this was going to go as far as Chris Olave, his future with the Saints. Of course, they traded quite a bit to move up to get him in that first round when they did. He's been dealing with concussion issues. Of course, blood clots coming out of last season going into this summer. They extended him. 4-year extension up to $132 million. Attaboy. Let's go, man. Super pumped for the player. Glad you got your bag. I was curious as to, because I feel like there were rumors last year of if he could get traded. They did just take Jordan Tyson, a top 10 overall wide receiver. It would be an easy way to move on to another number one wide receiver with Chris Olave, but looks like we're just going to have two top guys there. A little bit more secure, I guess, feeling with Olave and the fact that he grabbed the bag.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like anytime you see this, you just want, because you just don't want the stress points, right? Because what's the opposite of getting the bag is what we just talked about with the Gibbs and Brian Robinson situation. You could maybe argue if you want to get cute with it, it's like the Baker situation. If they don't get the bag, it's like, oh, they're going to be hungrier. They're going to play harder. Like people want to draft an angry Baker, but especially at these skill positions, you just want them not being a diva. You want them to just catch the ball. So I like this a lot. And I mean, the Saints are going to be a lot of fun. I have a ton of faith in Kellen Moore. Shuck really came alive towards the end of last season. So I think it's going to be great for Olave. It's just, can he stay healthy, right?
Nice. And of course, I just love playing the rumor mill. I love playing speculation game. You bring up Baker. Baker is coming into the last year of his deal. Him and the Bucks evidently not close on what they're looking for. Steelers have popped up as a rumored team that would be interested in Baker if he hits free agency. Makes a lot of sense. They want to continue contending versus just, you know, completely trying to start the restart. Aaron Rodgers, this is the farewell tour as his wife, Manti Te'o's ex. Did you hear that? nice. It sounds like it's coming to an end there for Rodgers. Bad jokes aside, though, folks, let's get to this draft board. What are we looking at? We're looking half PPR, single quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, a flex. We're going to do a couple bench. We're going to draft 10 rounds here. Mario, what position did you take today?
I picked two. I like it. I want to do fairly chalky. This way it makes my decision easy at that 1-2 spot, right? I don't want to overstress myself in a mock this early in the season. But it's also, I have a few feelers are out there, and I'm going to be two in one of my important home leagues. So why not do some additional scouting against these sleeper guys?
No, I get that. Two's a great spot. There's two top running backs, as we kind of talked about with the Gibbs and Bijan. So it kind of locks you into one of those two. In home leagues, that's usually the trend. I get it if you play in a three wide receiver build team. You know, you're starting three wide receivers, plus you have a flex. Maybe you try to lean a little harder the wide receivers. I don't know. Something about a home league that just, there's always that little extra, there's extra points put on the running backs for sure. I've got the nine spot here. I wanted something near the end. I usually pick 12, you know, 12 or one. Just, I wanted to mix up a little bit today. Probably do a lot more of those corner turns there later on in this month, but we're going to get crazy. Pick nine just off a whim. We're going to see what falls to me. You ready to get this thing?
Daniel Jones. He's probably number nine. Let's do it. Wait, also, Ja'Marr Chase in the year 2024, his contract year where he held in, he finished wide receiver one, 276 half point standard points. The next closest, Ja'Marr Chase, 214. So a full 60 points more than his next guy up. So the year he held in. So there's definitely, you don't have to start stressing. You're fine.
We're holding on, folks. We're not going to freak out. We're going to take him right off the rip, and we're going to see right here if Mario's going to put his money where his mouth is.
And I am. So the team one took Bijan. I'm going to, not Brian Robinson. That, you know, make sure to double check the spelling there. But so I just went Gibbs at two. We're not overthinking it here. You're sticking with the chalk.
No, I like it. You're taking Gibbs. So after that, we have Ja'Marr Chase, Jonathan Taylor, Puka Nacua, CMC, Amon-Ra, and JSN. Yeah, maybe nine wasn't the spot because I feel like it's a decent tier break right here. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, right now,
James Cook. James Cook is top there at ADP. Oh, I thought I put no timer on this. It's okay. We'll figure it out. James Cook would be top ADP. We also have CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Jenty, Barkley, HN. The guy I would actually take, I think I can get on the way back because my rankings in ADP, there's a huge difference. So I'm going to take a wide receiver right here. We're going to roll the dice. Hopefully that running back comes back to me. If not, I might whine a little bit, but give me CeeDee Lamb. Give me a nice bounce back year for CeeDee Lamb. I like him coming off of this past season. I know he was injured. It hurts, but you don't play injuries, you know, unless a handful of players.
You don't play injuries. Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, though, went next. Ashton Jeanty, James Cook. Wow. Trey McBride, Brock Bowers, and Devon Achane. So how do you... Brock Bowers and McBride, are you heavily split between these two, or how do you look at it?
It's really... The big thing with McBride is we're worried about his quarterback situation, right?
Yeah.
Because even though... what's his name, got paid, and I'm terrible for forgetting this guy's name. Who's the quarterback there? Doesn't matter. He just got paid.
Oh, Brissett. Yeah. Brissett.
Thank you. My goodness. Yeah, so they paid Brissett. But we expect to see Carson Beck start at some point, right? Because they just need to figure out what they have. They're probably going to tank again this year, right? Like, their win total is 3.5 expected. So they're going to be picking in a top spot. They want to know if they need a quarterback. So I love McBride, but you just know week 6, 7, at some point Beck is coming in, and we saw McBride can get ignored. Kyler did it, unfortunately. So it's tough. I think Bowers is the safer one, but McBride is the higher ceiling.
Yeah, Bowers, I like closer to the 1-2 turn. Trey McBride would be more that 2-3 turn. Everybody's worried about those playoff weeks. It's because they took Carson Beck so early in the third round, and that they should be in the spot to draft a quarterback in next year's draft, is why they need to try Carson Beck. Because otherwise, if you just draft another quarterback next year in the first round, it was a wasted pick. At least, if you don't intend to keep him, you can showcase him so that you can trade him later on. You have to try it out, and unfortunately, it's probably going to come during the fantasy playoffs. Unless Brissett gets banged up. Maybe we get Carson Beck week 8 through week 12. It's like, ooh, that wasn't great. We know what we have. Brissett, we just paid you quite a bit. Get back out there. So a lot of different ways that you can kind of play that out. That's why I like him closer to the 2-3 turn. We're going to talk about running backs right here for me. Chase Brown was the running back I was talking about. I have him as my RB5 right now. I have him above JT.
Wow.
I have him above James Cook. I really like him here. And I also really like Omarion Hampton. I really like Ken Walker. Those guys, they feel safer to me than Achane was. I know Achane was the most consistent running back last year. It is not the same situation. He does not have
literally the most
quarterback consistent that has checked down the most of all time over the last few years. That's true. He does not have that anymore. So I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Give me Chase Brown. I'm going to take him with my second pick.
Love it. I do like Chase Brown. I got him in the Scott Fish Bowl, even though admittedly I'm not as high on him as you are, but quality pick. Just a couple more running backs go on right after your pick. So Marion Hampton, Barkley goes, And you have AJ Brown, who's still in his Eagles jersey on sleeper, which is fun to see, followed by Drake London, Nico Collins, and Kenneth Walker. So up to my pick, again, I had Gibbs in the first round. So the ADP, we see Derrick Henry is at the top, which I did pick in the fishbowl. And I got a little clown box. People are like, you know, hey, he's old. He ain't got it anymore. Listen, long live the king. It is funny that Henry and Jeremiah Love, like, you have the old and the new right next to each other in ADP. But listen, this right here, this is a quintessential Mario pick. You take the best player in fantasy, and you're lucky enough you can get him in round two. And that's Josh Allen. I'm not letting the computer team one snipe Josh Allen from me. So I'm going to pick him here and take whatever running back falls back to me.
Team one going heavy with Bijan, Derrick Henry, and Jeremiah Love at the 3-1.
Take the old and new.
Mario taking quarterback there. 2-11. It's about where we're going to see him go in most of your home leagues.
I do. And, you know, there's been times where I've seen people take the early quarterback and it's very easy to clown them. But listen, you just look at, I know other people are getting close. Drake May, right? Drafted, you know, double digit round last year, finishes his quarterback too. Listen, there's only one quarterback. It happens to be the same guy year after year after year. If you're starting a brand new fantasy team and you could draft anybody, you're picking LeBron James. I don't care how old. Like, you take the best player available. That's what I'm doing in fantasy. I'm just lucky enough to get him in the second round. Nice. So anyways, back to my pick.
Who you taking?
3-2. I'm looking at the running backs. Josh Jacobs is available. We talked about him in the preview episode. I'm not too crazy about him. I think there's going to be some regression. The other top running back I see is Kyren Williams, who also mentioned I'm worried about what's going on there. I think they're really going to be reliant on just the pass game, and I'm worried about the split with Corum this year. So I'm going to go wide receiver, a little veer for me. I normally like to go heavy running back, and I'm going to take Rashee Rice. I do think that Mahomes, I think people are going to just forget about the Chiefs. I think that they lost a couple close ones last year, and of course Mahomes got hurt. So I think a full season of Rice, and then from what I'm seeing, Mahomes is going to be close to week one ready. Even if he's not, Rashee Rice was terrific last year. I'm excited for him this year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that he's not going to do everything he can to be out there. Patrick Mahomes, a lot of his success last year came from the rushing. I don't imagine that's going to be replicated this year. They have Ken Walker in there to establish a good run game. So Patrick Mahomes won't have to do that. He won't have to keep the defense honest because Ken Walker should be doing that and give him his man the minute Rice that he has, the quick throws, the quick tosses. We're going to get Uncle Ben out there. And we're going to load him up. Kyren Williams goes there at the 3-3. Josh Jacobs at 3-4. Chris Olave, George Pickens, Breece Hall, Lamar Jackson. So there's the interesting conversation with the quarterbacks this year. It's because I'm not always an early quarterback guy necessarily. But because of the late quarterbacks have been pushed up so high and they're so close to the elite ones, at this point, if there's only a couple round difference, yeah, I'm going to pay up for the big one. I'm going to pay up for the dual threat, pay up for the people who are consistently up there. So like the Lamar Jacksons, the Jaden Daniels, who are right behind the Drake Mays. If they're only going a couple rounds ahead of Justin Herbert, which I think Justin Herbert could have a hell of a season, but you're not ranking him as top four. Maybe his ceiling could be number three, number four this season, but like you're not ranking him there. You have to be a little bit more modest with how that happens. And, yeah, give me Lamar with the explosion of it. But I can't get him, of course. I need to pick. Talk about ADP. We're looking at like Javonte Williams, Tet McMillan, T. Higgins, Garrett Wilson, Malik Nabers, Devonta Smith, Cam Scataboo.
Scataboo.
There's a handful of running backs and wide. Oh, man, I really don't care which way I go. I really like it. But I'm going to take a wide receiver. ADP's going up, man. Camp videos are happening. The hype's moving. I think the discount is as low as it's going to get. No. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Whatever.
You're the commissioner. You can.
Dang it. All right.
Better now than on draft night. Listen.
No kidding. Yeah, I was.
It's like you're gassing up my birds. I like this.
I hovered my finger over it, and I looked over the camera. I'm like, oh, nope, clicked the wrong one. So what I was talking about was Malik Nabers. What I was talking about is the camp videos we're seeing of Malik Nabers. All of a sudden,
other NFC East.
Wait, what happened here? What would happen? I thought the knee was exploded and didn't work. Yeah, he's looking better and better. So would have loved Malik Nabers there in the third round. He fell to 4-2. I pushed the button on Devonta Smith, which I don't hate. I have Devonta Smith ranked in my top 12 this season. I am very excited for him, a part of this offense. David Blau, we've seen what the Eagles can do every other year. that's this year. Let's make it happen, Captain.
I like it.
But after that, Tet McMillan, Garrett Wilson, Scadabo, McConkey, Neighbors, and Bucky Irving. How are you feeling about Bucky Irving? It's the scary season of him seems to be over. I think everybody's coming back to like, all right, maybe he's healthy. We're good to go. Are you taking that risk around RB20?
I don't know if I am. Honestly, I'm looking at what we talked about team one, how they went running back heavy. And I, looking back at this, I think that was great to do because this kind of mid-round, all the running backs that have gone since then, I'm not in love with. Kyren Williams, I have doubts about. Josh Jacobs, I'm fearful of regression this year. Breece Hall is a jet. Scadaboo is going to be terrific the five games he plays. And then Irving, I'm just a little bit worried about that, what he's going to do there. So, no, I'm not really crazy about him for his price.
Nice. For my fourth round pick, I pushed it a little bit. There's a couple running backs a bit later in ADP. I'm hoping that'll fall back to me so I can get my RB2. But give me my third wide receiver. I've got Zay Flowers just inside wide receiver 12 as well. I am on that hype train. I've seen a handful of people are on that. They're steaming them up. I'm excited. You know, we've got Ben Johnson's predecessor is now there in a brand new regime for Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, we've seen consistently. The guy that can only run has turned into one of the best passes over the last few years. So I'm going to take a shot at some team that we might not even know what the ceiling actually is. Give me Zay Flowers, number four. You're up.
I like it. After that, we see Travis Achane of the Saints, who is some probably out of all these running backs. I think I'd like him the most over Bucky Irving, over Scadaboo, et cetera.
Ew.
Then you got
you.
Yeah, yeah. I think Kellen Moore is going to utilize the passing running back. Something about just the New Orleans running back. I just close my eyes and I see them catching the ball. That's where he thrived in Jacksonville last year. I love the Saints offense. I realized when I was doing some mock drafts, it's just like, I love the quarterback. I love the tight end. We just talked about Olave got paid. He's a little inconsistent, but he finished.
I do really like the offensive line this year too. And their schedule, I believe they're top five easiest schedule. So, but the running game. So I think Travis will return on value. I just don't think he's going to exceed unless he has himself a nice 16 touchdown season. I just don't necessarily see him exceeding his value a whole lot more. It's just an unsexy click. Maybe it's just the unsexiness. Cam Scadabo is a sexy click. For whatever reason.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Forehead looking like mashed potatoes. But it's something about it, man. It's still a sexy click.
Oh, so I like Travis Achane. Luther Burden up next after him. I did see the head coach compared Luther Burden to Amon-Ra, which, like, of course your coach is going to say something nice about your player, but that got some clicks going around.
People are
going to
freak out on Luther Burden.
Yep. So I think he's fine there. Oh, funny enough, that same team has Amon-Ra, so they probably saw the same thing.
So sidebar, folks, I'm gonna be selfish here and grab a minute of this for me. I have Luther Burden as a 15th round keeper in my home league. Or Tyler Warren as like a 10th or 11th round keeper. And I'm like, which one? Like it's Luther, right? And then I go back and forth. I'm like, no, let me go. I can't decide. Cause I also have Drake May in he's one of my two keepers. I'm like, I got to keep Drake cause it's a super flex league. But I'm like, oh man, I got a lot of Chicago fans in my home league. So I might just keep Luther just to be that guy.
That's part of the fun of it. Right. Oh, great, great. After that, we got Javonte Williams, Dallas running back, which a funny thing happened in the fishbowl draft I was doing this previous weekend. The guy clicked the wrong Jay Williams. He drafted Javonte from Dallas, and he wanted Jameson from wide receiver from Detroit. And so we're shouting. It's like a live draft with the big board and everything. So we're shouting. It's like, oh, he drafted Javonte. He's like, no, Jameson. And we're like, you clicked Javonte. Like, we're all looking at the sleeper thing. And he's like, oh, wait. So
it's a different color. One's green, one's blue, dude. Come on.
Yeah. He just clicked Jay Williams, I guess. So it was very fun to see. I prefer the running back in the most powerful position. After that, you got T. Higgins. Loveland, we're talking about Bears and just tight ends. A big gap, not a single tight end in round three after two in the second round. And this is the first one. Loveland, we kind of think is going to be one of the focal points, especially with DJ Moore in Buffalo. So I like that pick a lot. And then Emeka Mbuka, who, if he can return to that early form, could be an absolute steal, right? Mm-hmm. In a late fourth round. Oh, so now we're up to me. We got a few different picks. I think I'm really going to go against the ADP grain here because it's just about getting your guys right. And Listen, I was very high on this person when we were doing the NFC North preview.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
And bust out the mac and cheese. We're taking Tucker Kraft.
So you just talk about tight ends not going in the third, and then we got Colson Loveland go at 4.9. You take Kraft at 4.11. Warren goes at 4.12, and then McLaurin at 5.1. Crazy stuff right there. This is the nice little – they almost feel like they should be early tight ends, but they're not quite into the mid-round tight ends that I like to fade. So I'm really struggling on how to have a stance on those three guys.
I know you're after the second round, you're like, all right, my brain is checked off tight ends until round 11 now.
Kinda.
I do like Kraft. There's a little bit, just going to see if he comes back. I believe he was put on and then removed from the PUP list. So everything seems like it's going to be all systems go. So it makes me feel great. And I think he could be a top five tight end. So I don't mind paying the premium. I have him above Warren, who, like you mentioned, went right after me, followed by Terry McLaurin. Fun little rhyming two picks they had there. And then the other guy I like women to take, who I purposely took Kraft first, because the guy I'm at two. So, you know, the person who drafted one have drafted three running backs already. The other guy I like is a running back, so I wasn't worried about him getting sniped. That's going to be Keyshawn Judkins from Cleveland. I know they're going to have a quarterback. It seems like four is going to be back slinging the ball for them, but Judkins went healthy. He was Studkins.
Is
and
he?
I think that I...
Dude, these camp report and seeing the amount of interceptions those three guys are throwing right now, is like, they might just go wildcat. You know, no running, no quarterback.
And we're that's just good go. For Judkins.
Exactly. Quinshon Judkins back there. You got Dylan Sampson. Maybe Fannin takes a few snaps. I don't care, but that's my hardest, like, biggest conviction with taking any of those players right now. It's the quarterback situation. It's going to be a revolving door all year.
It is mess. So I'm hoping this could be the one rock of Cleveland is Studkins, but... we'll have to see.
Waddle goes at 5.3. He is beginning to pick up steam. I thought he was going to be another like guy that wins closer to 30 that should be inside the top 20. But yeah, the steam's building for him. DJ Moore, Trevion Henderson. We have Joe Burrow go at the 5.6. Devontae Adams, 5.7. Carnell Tate. Look, the Titans, they're a team I'm excited to root for just because of how late the AAP on some of those pieces. Like, I'll dabble on some Tate. I'll mess with some Wandale action, you know. Maybe Brian Daboll makes a top 16, top 14, top 12 offense, possibly. Depends on how if this defense is mediocre to poor, they might just need a lot of points. And I don't know. Maybe Cam Ward finally figures it out. I'm excited. I do enjoy that pick here. Folks, I pushed it. Oh, man, which one do I take? Look, when I say I've been taking, I take a running back in this area almost – every draft I've done, the mock drafts, best ball, the drafts at Legends this past week. Mm-hmm. And I can't decide. I feel like I go back and forth between the two because I do it over and over. But when you said NFC North, I was like, he's going to take that running back. He's taking Swift. He knows. I really like DeAndre Swift. I also like Bashaul Tuten. Bashaul Tuten as my number two scares me a bit more. But either way, I want a piece of both these offenses. 0-2 and a great offense. I want that. I'm going to take Bashaul Tuten and many more drafts. I'm going to take DeAndre Swift right here. Give him my second RB2. He feels like a safer floor. Tuten feels like a higher ceiling. Swift feels like a really solid floor there for me.
And Team 10 snipes. You were this close to getting them both.
Oh, there's a small chance he could fall to me too. Maybe, but he doesn't. Mike Evans banged up, goes at 5.10. Jameson Williams goes there at 5.11. Yep. Drake May, Jordan Tyson, David Montgomery, and Tuten goes right in front of me just to tease it out. Jadarian Price is in this range. Jalen Warren's in this range. RJ Harvey, Chuba Hubbard. Ramondre Stevenson, I don't mind, but it's a little bit farther down than I want just for that, like, that unsexy pick. Mm-hmm. We talked about these elite quarterbacks, and, like, four quarterbacks have gone. I am now in the sixth round. I have both running backs, both wide receivers, my flex filled out. I wouldn't mind taking a shot at Odunze, Christian Watson, Brian Thomas Jr., but let me take a quarterback right here. Let me take a quarterback as they're going to kind of continue to fall. I think this is great value for him. I really like Jalen Hurts, but I'm going to take Jaden Daniels. Let's get the bounce back in year three. Sophomore slump has been consistent. I think he's better than CJ Stroud. He will beat the sophomore slump.
Ooh, I like that. After I think CJ Stroud, it was CJ Stroud and Jaden Daniels where he like little broed him after that. And then it's been what a trajectory.
So, oh, it was Caleb Williams.
Oh, Caleb Williams. Yeah, yeah. A different quarterback from that draft class. Okay.
After that, we got Watson, Odunze, Price, Harvey, Warren, Jalen Hurts. Mario, you are up. 6'11". Where are you thinking?
6'11". I do want to say, I don't like Jaden Daniels, but I do like him here. Like the places where I don't like him is when people are kind of reaching for him in the same, like right after the Lamar Jacksons, you know, like before Drake May, although I'm not crazy about him, but Joe Burrow, I like more. So I like Jaden Daniels in that realm. I was again maybe a little delusional thinking that Odunze could fall to me because, like you said, just the second year of that offense is something exciting. I think with no DJ Moore, like those targets got to go somewhere. I know Loveland is getting drafted highly, but they're not all going to go to a tight end. It's just not that kind of offense.
And even if all the targets don't go to Odunze, he'll still be the touchdown guy most likely. So could he walk away with 10 touchdowns this year as the second or third target? I think so.
I think so too, and that's why I was hoping he'd fall to me. But team seven, Luther Burden and Rome Odunze, like they're heavy in Chicago. Team seven.
Oh yeah, so, I didn't see they're doubled up there.
Yep. And then Harvey, something I've been really just maybe perplexed is the word, but J.K. Dobbins is still there, right? Like to me, he is. I know he's going to be the older guy, but I want Dobbins before Harvey. Like whenever I see Harvey go before him, I just disagree with that. I could be wrong come at season's end, but I don't see it now.
I don't know. I'll take them if they fall from their ADP, but I guess those aren't guys I'm necessarily jumping at because I don't see J.K. Dobbins finishing the season. R.J. Harvey won't have a full role. And then we've got Jonah Coleman there at the back being undrafted, you know, making me want to shoot my shot on.
Oh, okay. But back to me. Let's see. I am looking at a second wide receiver. We always scope out the running back room because if there is value, you double up on them as much as you can. I see Chuba Hubbard. I see Ramondre, like you mentioned. Not crazy about them, so I think that we will. We have Harold Fan in here, who we don't hate. We already have our tight end, and we definitely don't want two Browns on our team just because, like, how much are they scoring?
That would be hard, doubling up tight end and doubling up Browns. With one wide receiver on the board going into round seven, but that's just me.
There's many ways to win a draft, but let's see. So I think here Marvin Harrison, if I want the number two wide receiver in Arizona, I think we're going to double up on wide receiver here. We're going to take the guy who is a higher ADP, so we hope the second guy falls to me. So we'll take Brian Thomas Jr., a fellow junior, abysmal last year, but listen, we think he can bounce back, right? Like we kind of talked about it. We think the second year offense. I'm just excited to see what happens. And then the computer or team one took Marvin Harrison and Justin Herbert. He gets his quarterback. I'm taking Kyle Lemon. I got to have at least one Eagle on my team. A little bit of that Homer card. Lemon is questionable. I think he is dealing with a little bit of, it was undisclosed.
Yeah. We're recording this on a Monday and he just popped up today with, I believe it was hamstring injury, leg injury, something like that.
Yeah, so don't like seeing that, but I'd rather it happen early August than early September. So, like I said, we need at least one Eagle on the team. We're going to take Lemon.
Nice. After that, Fannin finally goes. The value, I mean, falling to 7-3, that's great. Caleb Williams, DK Metcalf, Parker Washington. Alec Pierce will be an interesting one to see just how he moves through that injury that he's dealing with, that foot ankle. It is early August, so if he falls a certain, like, I'll be taking him some just because that value's nasty. It's good stuff right there. But, you know, starting wide receiver. So far, I'm looking at three wide receivers, two running backs, a quarterback on my team. Kyle Pitts and Sam Laporta are both here.
Kyle Pitts.
Love the upside of what Kyle Pitts could be if this offense can function. Right now, they're dealing with Cooper Rush as the quarterback because Tua's hurt, Penix isn't ready. That scares the bejeebers out of me. So I'm actually going to push the tight end situation. I don't like a middle. And also, I'm looking at the two of the next three teams that pick already have their tight end. And it's an elite tight end. So there's no reason they should be taking here at seven. So we're going to wait. I also have Laporta. I think I like Laporta a lot this year. I like a lot of Lions. Let's swing. Jonathan Brooks would be the pick for me right here, if we're being honest. Going right after Chuba Hubbard, He is growing, rising up ADP. But folks, I'm not going to give you 8 more mock draft episodes over the next few weeks where all I do is pick Jonathan Brooks until his ADP moves, because I feel like it's a little cheap. Let me take Rico Dowdle right here. Is it Rico Dowdle? Is it Jalen Warren? Is it split heavily? Either way, this team needs to run. We need the running game moving. We need to establish the run, as some people say. And I think Rico Dowdle, he's got the juice, man. Do you know who has more receptions over the last 2 years? Rico Dowdle or Jalen Warren? Who would you guess?
I would guess Jalen Warren.
You would, but I wouldn't ask the question unless it would be Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle has caught more passes than Jalen Warren, who is known as the third down back right now. So give me a third running back. I want to hold on to that because it's dropping off. At this point, it's waiver wire RBs. You're pretty much adding at this point, except for Kyle Pitts got picked up. Do I take LaPorta? Do I take LaPorta? Brian, you should take LaPorta. I'm not going to, though. I'm going to take another wide receiver. Give me Chris Godwin. I think he could be potentially a wide receiver one on the team, whether it be a 1B situation because him and Abuka are splitting it up. But I think this could be a top five passing offense in Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. And Godwin, like we talked about, Mbuka is set up to be that number one guy. But Godwin, he's there. He knows the system. He already has that rapport. So as long as he stays healthy, which the last 2 years have been a little bit rocky, but he can't get hurt 3 years in a row, right? That's just, he's not going
to. Knock on something there. Don't do that. What are you doing?
There we go.
Gosh. So we had Michael Wilson, T-Law.
Wilson.
Dobbins, Sutton, Corum, and Wandell Robinson go. You're up. You got 2 of your last 3 picks coming here on the turn. What are you looking at?
I got to say, I was looking at J.K. Dobbins and Blake Corum because both of those are like split situations. I know, listen, you said Dobbins ain't going to finish the season. That's just me, and I have faith that he will. And he's a starting running back that just went pick 8-7. So that's crazy to me. And then Blake Corum, he's been creeping up on usage more and more. So those were my short lists. Of course, neither made it back to me. So we're just taking a quick peek at what we got. We could take another QJ to go with my running back QJ. So we could have Quentin Johnston of the Chargers. That's good. George Kittle, who I know is on the pup, and I have a tight end already, but this is just like picking him out basically in the 9th round.
This late is crazy.
What are we doing here? I mean, Mark Andrews as well. It's just like, what happened to the tight ends that I knew that used to go in rounds 4, 5, so it is crazy to see.
Who you picking?
All right. I'm picking. We got rid of the clock.
Who you picking?
The Sam LaPorta fell to me, which is crazy.
No. Just leave it there. Let it be. You 4 on that turn that already have tight ends. Just let it be. Let him fall. I don't think anybody wants to pick him up. Just
it's just value oozing with it, but who do we like? I am going to go. There's some stinky picks. Like Jordan Mason's someone that I'm holding my nose if I do. Josh Downs up with the Downs. He just got paid recently. Michael Pittman on
the team. Only have 2 running backs though. So Jordan Mason might be what you're having to fill in at some point for that third RB.
We only have 2 running backs, but listen. We're gonna go. You're right. We never have this few running backs, but this is just how the cards are falling to us. So we're going to take a dart throw, and some of the guys were always like, don't have these people on the team. But Jaden Reed, listen, we're going to take a Green Bay wide receiver.
He's getting some steam there being talked about in 2 wide receiver sets. It looks like Golden's going to be playing that X position for the Packers.
Yeah. Yeah, Golden's someone that looks terrific. And then after that goes Michael Pittman, the Pittman in Pittsburgh, like seeing that, and then Jacoby Myers with the other 2 picks. It was the 2 picks that went right before me. So back to me. You're right. We do need a running back. I think I could steal. Honestly, I'm gonna be fine with like a Tyrone Tracy, or even like a Rashad White. I think I can wait till next round, or even like a Woody Marks. And it's like I just don't want to take those guys here. So just seeing what pops. And honestly, for the value, because I'm addicted to value. We're taking Sam LaPorta here. We're taking 2 tight
ends. Dude, you suck. Oh, you're just jealous.
And I started a trend to tight ends. Listen, it's just criminal value. It's criminal. And then 9th round, Sam LaPorta. That's just, I love value too much.
And look, now you're going to have to put him in your flex because you don't have a third running back. Apple. You are the worst. Next week, folks, come and join. It's just going to be me, no Mario. Yeah,
it's going to really be too much.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring him into the studio. He'll be in. He'll be in the stream, but he won't be in the studio. So you're just going to have to listen to me the whole time.
Oh my god.
God, I don't want to take all running backs just to like.
leave this, you with this nothing. Is the opposite of what my draft looks like. I'm always very running back heavy because it's just the most powerful position, but. Listen, we went how the draft falls. Sometimes you can go in with a plan, but you have to be able to adapt. You have to work with what is handed to you.
Goodness.
Like I said, I can get a Tyrone Tracy next round and not feel so bad about it. If you want to snipe Tyrone Tracy, be my guest.
No, I'm gonna take Rashawn White here. I do have Rico Dowdle as my third running back. It's somebody I am excited for, but I have no expectations that he is going to be a workhorse for my team, that he is going to be a consistent, you know, he's a plug and play of players, how I have to view him. So give me the Rashawn White. It kind of gives me a little correlation with Jaden Daniels. Right now they have Antonio Williams, the third round rookie, is the guy that should be the number two wide receiver on that team. They do have Chigakonkwo, who very athletic tight end. I like him a lot, but I can't like somebody into success. It doesn't always happen that way. So give me Rashawn White, who is a proven pass catcher. He is in a backfield with tons of running backs who all have a couple of skills, but not a lot. So maybe this turns into something. But I'm going to take some dart throws here at the end because my running back room is built very much on Chase Brown, very high upside, and DeAndre Swift, who has a decent floor. What trash are you going to talk there, Mario? I see you getting excited.
My gosh. Honestly, I'm looking at this and... Team one maybe was smart with the three running backs in the top three, because you are kind of right. It's like there are definitely gaps in the running back position, right? Like they are right after Jeremiah Love, and even he, you could argue, is questionable. It's like the Love, Williams, Jacobs, Breece Hall tier is like one I'm not thrilled about. So it is interesting to see out here. But then after that, it's just, it doesn't get better, right? It doesn't get better.
Letting Cam Scatabo fall out of the third round, I should have taken him, knowing how many wide receivers I still could have scooped up in the fourth, fifth, sixth if I had to. It's definitely putting me in a predicament. I'm going to go back running back here. Because we're only drafting 10 rounds. It's how it is, and it's how I want to have it built out. But, who do I want? I mean, Zach Charbonnet. There's pump up there. So at this point, he is on the pup right now. I could draft him, potentially put him on my IR, you know, go after somebody else. Jonah Coleman is somebody I talked about. He looks like he's going to be a dual fill-in back for who and whenever somebody gets hurt. I didn't take Tootin. So let me take Chris Rodriguez. Who knows? There's a lot of people think he could be stealing all of the goal line work. Well, Tootin was kind of stealing the goal line work last year as a rookie from Travis, who formerly known as Travis Etienne in Jacksonville. So yep. I don't know. We'll give it a shot. I guess we got to, you know, roll the dice here a little bit. But you're up. You have one final pick. Matt Stafford, Aaron Jones, Kelsey, Andrews, Purdy, and Algier have gone. What are you looking at?
Your double tight end team. Listen, I'm not the only one. Some of these guys got two quarterbacks, which is interesting to see.
We are drafting against the CPU, okay? You want to loop yourself in with the CPU? You are – yeah.
I'm just saying – I mean, also, some of these guys, it's like they got Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews went back-to-back in the 10th round. It's just – maybe it is a year you could wait on tight end if you like some names at least. So we're looking at me. I think I kind of am set in my pick. Like the top running backs I see from ADP – it's all kind of messy. It's Jordan Mason, who knows what's going to be the either situation there, right? Like, I'm a little worried about the line in Minnesota. I'm doubly worried about the two running backs there. I see Woody Marks. He's a maybe. He's someone who was fine, but, I mean, now he's behind Montgomery. Like, right, all of these guys are just backfield guys. You mentioned the Charbonnet. I liked what you were talking about, who we could also be ready for week one. And I think I would take him, because if he's ready for week one, you talk about it. I have two running backs already. Even if he's not ready for week one, if I have a serviceable body by the time I start worried about bye weeks, I'm happy for that.
It's kind of where you're looking at with these. Most of these running backs are kind of one trick ponies, which of course that's why we're choosing where we are. But you know, Brian Robinson, not a great pass catcher, but you know, he'll be the fill in role. But Woody Marks, you know, even if Montgomery goes down, Woody Marks isn't going to be the guy. We saw that happen last year. Yeah. Tajay Spears, pass catching specialist. Dylan Sampson, pass catching specialist. James Conner, rah-rah guy for the team. You know, is he still going to be there? Really?
I don't know.
Kamara, looks like he's going to be on the team. What is he ultimately going to be offering somebody with their team? But KC Concepcion looks to be the last pick. Team one went three straight running backs, so they had to go with five of their final six being wide receivers to, you know, throw them darts. Mario, you want to go ahead and cover your team? Tell us what we're looking at for number two position?
Yeah, so just a reminder, we drafted number two overall on a 12-man. We got Gibbs at the 1-2. We took Josh Allen at 2-11. Always get that early quarterback, best player in all of fantasy. Right after that, we got Rashi Rice, who we're excited about. I think Mahomes is going to be back sooner than later. And we just, I mean, who else is he throwing to? The shell of Travis Kelce. After that, we got 4-11. Tucker Kraft, we think he's going to be healthy. We think he's going to be a top five tight end. Maybe a little bit of a reach, but you got to reach for your guys, especially at the corner spots. Got two Judkins, a.k.a. the Studkins. You mentioned it. I mean, the passing situation is going to be a mess in Cleveland this year. So what are they going to do? Run the ball. Brian Thomas Jr. at 6'11", hoping he can have a little bit of a bounce back after his sophomore slump last year. Kai Lemon, have to have at least one Eagle on the team. That's just the rules. I don't make them. Then you got Jaden Reed. You mentioned is being seen in those two wide receiver sets over in Green Bay. And even and we just took their quarterback coach, right? So I have to imagine there's some good juju there between those two teams. Sam Laporta, round 9. That's just value, Brian. We can say whatever we want. That's just good value.
Yeah, and I could pick apart as far as the move itself of like really you don't need two tight ends at that point. But sometimes you have to punish your league mates for letting value fall. You know, and ideally you'd love to be able to pick up Sam Laporta and maybe trade him for a tier up on a running back or a wide receiver. You might not get to. But you also can't just let stuff like that fall to your league. So understand your league, know how transactions work. Like if your team just doesn't trade, sometimes you will have to let value fall like that. It's just how it is because you can't just take a zero on your bench for, you know, swapping that out. But no, I don't. Mm-hmm. I can't knock you for it. If you were to let him fall to me, I would have been making fun of you because you let him fall to me. So my team here, I've got Jaden. Did I not draft the tight? I didn't draft the tight end.
No, you hate tight ends. Yeah,
I.
This is why you do the streamers tight end articles because you're that committed to the stream.
In all honesty, folks, if you were punting on tight end and you draft this early, you don't have to. It's kind of like the defense argument. Like when you're in defense and kicker leagues, unless you take a starting defense right off the rip, don't take one. You know, if you're drafting early August, take a bunch of running backs, and then you're covered for when the injuries happen. Like, oh, this guy didn't get injured, or, you know, the starter above this player didn't get injured, so I can drop him now and pick up my defense. But throughout August, you don't need your defense. You know who they're playing week one, so you know whether or not you're actually going to want to play them or not. So I didn't realize I went with this strategy, but it works out. It works out. Jaden Daniels is my quarterback. Running back, I have Chase Brown, DeAndre Swift. Wide receiver, I've got CeeDee Lamb, Devonta Smith. My flex is going to be Zay Flowers, and my bench is filled with Rico Dowdle, Chris Godwin, Rashad White, Chris Rodriguez. If I had picked a player, I guess I'll take Travis Kelce or Mark Andrews. Like this, you know, had it been that late, whatever. I don't mind them being my late round guy.
No, definitely not. 10th round, you take those guys.
Definitely something to look at, though, with that first round or that first pick with it being three running backs. There's something there. Like, oh, there's going to be some of these home leagues where they just get run away with.
Yeah, I really think that's honestly, I think that's one of the best like first threes we have. Because then you're looking at someone like Team 5 who went Puka, Drake London, Olave, Higgins, which I mean, spectacular, but then it's like they have two running backs, Henderson and Hart and RJ Harvey. And it's like both of those guys are arguably not the top dog in their own offenses. So truly a punt. And even with the Higgins, I know, you know, they're not always thinking straight, but it's like you have two wide receivers, a flex, and then what are you going to do with the third guy, the fourth guy?
The conundrum, folks, the conundrum we will be helping you with all month long, all season long. It's going to be these two all the way up until February. You're going to get Brett and Jay all the way through February, folks. The football knowledge does not stop. It is constantly here on the QB List podcast. So if you can appreciate it, give us a like, give us a share. You know, maybe not your league mates, because I get that. You want to give them all the great news, but just a review. Hit us down there. Help us out. Mario, what else you got for the people before we get out of here?
Oh my goodness. We love the people. Thanks for tuning in. It's August. We're juiced up. This is the first of many mock drafts. We're going to have a fun, action-packed August full of meaningful, meaty information. Excited to see what that is, but definitely tune in so you see what that is. And lastly, of course, follow me on Twitter, at Mario Adamo Jr. Or with tweet, you know? And then I'll probably be doing the waiver article as well, so that'll also be dropping when there are waivers, right? But obviously, that's a month away, but I'm just so excited about them. What about you, Brian? Where do we find Brian?
So excited. We got so much football for you. It's at too much underscore Brian if you're looking for me on Twitter, at too much Brian everywhere else. I can't get enough of me. You're looking for more. It's the YouTube page. We've got that rocking and rolling. But of course, all of the greatest stuff we have, it's going to be here on QB List, football.pitcherlist.com. But of course, QBList.com is the easy way to go. We appreciate y'all listening. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see y'all next time.